It's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get you all in a Friday state of mind right now. First Friday, as a matter of fact, this is the Barroom Billies.
Like a stray dog
own private concert every Friday morning. Who else can say it? Nobody. All right. Welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, October 4th, 2019. Thanks to the Barroom Billies for getting things going there. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. Good to be here with you, and I'm glad you're here with me this morning. Hello. Welcome to the show. Beautiful morning. Going to be a nice day. I don't know about the rest of the weekend, but... you know, I don't know, one day at a time, I guess. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a nice one. Got a great show in store this morning. I'm super psyched to have my friends, finally, the Barroom Billies, here with
been
me in
trying,
the studio.
And trying, and we keep blowing you all.
Nah. Anyway, we're going to talk with them a little about the band, and they're going to play some songs for us, and we'll have some fun, like we do here on Fridays. We'll do a rundown of some things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow as well. Lots going on. It's first Friday. So get out there and have some fun, all right? Also, 915 East Broadway. The doors are open. Swing on by if you want to say hello. Come and join me, and you can enjoy the music with me, okay? Before we get too busy, let's say thanks to the Daves for coming down last week.
Yeah.
Fun time, yeah, as usual. Those guys, always a lot of fun. We had Dave Angle, Dave Dernley, Dave Lotvin, and Dave Hickerson were here. And there were a couple other Daves that showed up at the Roots and Blues show on Sunday, where the Daves performed, but they weren't actually here in the studio. But anyway, great performance by them and so many other bands last week at Roots and Blues. I don't know if any of y'all were you down there at all, Heather?
No.
Anyway, keep your eyes and ears open for the Daves. They're out and about quite a bit, okay? All right, let's see if we can get you guys to play another song for us, and then we'll come back and we'll chat with Heather and the Barroom Billies here a bit, okay?
Let's see what I'm gone.
All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. On the dial and streaming around this pretty blue planet, KOPN.org. All right, what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play I'm Gone.
I'm Gone. All right, once again, this is the Barroom Billies, Open Mic Radio. Be back in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, that's the way you get your Friday mornings going, people. That's the way you do it, okay? All right, my God, awesome stuff. Okay, it's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. This morning, my guests in the studio are members of the band, the Barroom Billies. And let's start off with Heather over here. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm great. I so much appreciate you coming down.
Well, we're happy to be here.
Well, let's go around the horn here and see who else we've got.
Matt Weingartner.
All right.
Plays guitar.
Matt's playing bass. Made room for him and his... That's the only electrified thing we've got up here right today, actually. We've got a bass amp, and otherwise we're all acoustic. We've got Chris Foss playing guitar. Say hi there, Chris.
Hello there, everybody. Good morning.
Why don't
morning.
You pull that mic up, and we can all...
That's our guitar too. Okay.
All right. And on banjo and guitar?
Yeah, banjo and guitar. I'm JT.
JT. All right. And then over here playing the kick drum?
I'm Elijah.
Why don't you grab that mic, Elijah, and swing it around. And you can pull it up too. There we go. Okay, so we got Matt, we got Heather, we got Elijah, we got JT, and we got Chris Foss in the house. And are you all local folks for the most part? I know, Heather, you're from around these parts.
Yeah, I am.
What about the rest of the band? All you guys?
I've been in Columbia about 20 years or so, originally from Neosho, Missouri, down south.
Neosho?
Yeah.
All right. Foss, you're from around here.
Not originally.
No, you're like Minnesota or Michigan or something.
No, neither of those.
Were you on this program before?
I don't remember where exactly.
My memory's not great.
Yeah, no, originally San Diego and then just moved everywhere since
then. That's right, California. Yeah. That's right. All right. And JT?
I'm actually originally from Warrensburg. Huh. I've been in Columbia for about 12 to 13 years.
Yeah.
Now.
All right. And Elijah, you too?
Yeah, I'm born and raised mid-Missouri, so I've been around.
Okay. How did the band get together? I mean, one of you guys can kind of tell the story, but how'd you guys come to become the Barroom Billies?
Well, you know, JT was actually the one who put us together. And when JT contacted me, it was him playing guitar, and he wrote the songs, and he had a drummer and washboard player who's not Al. This guy was named Doorman. And it was the two of them, and JT and I had met before, and he contacted me, and he said, you know, this time, he's like, I think I have some songs that would be a good fit for you to sing, you know, and so that was how the three of us were going, you know, and so since then, who'd we add then? Justin is our lead guitar player.
Yeah, we had,
at the time.
Justin Hall doing the electric slide, who, if you listen to the Lights Out album, that's who's actually our lead guitar player on that, is Justin. And he's doing the slide guitar.
All right.
And he moved up to Illinois. And so then we found Matt through some mutual friends.
Right.
And that was just, he came one day and met us, and it was automatic click.
Matt, are you involved in any other projects? I feel like I've seen you playing.
You probably have seen me doing Mizzou basketball games. I'm a engineer for the Missouri Radio Network.
All so right. Okay. That makes sense.
It's kind of a big deal. But.
That's awesome. All right. So when you're not doing that, you're playing bass.
Right. Yeah.
Are you
a
multi-instrumentalist? You play other instruments?
No, just bass.
Too?
Just bass. Strictly bass.
How long have you been doing it?
Ever since I was probably 13 or 14 years old, and I'm not going to say how old I am now.
Are you self-taught, or were you classically trained, or anything like that?
No, more or less self-taught. I took a couple lessons when I first started, but just play by ear. And
somebody taught
practice.
Him wrong, because he's playing it left-handed.
Yeah, he's playing with the Barroom Billies.
Yeah.
Right. All right, JT, what about you? What's your musical background?
I've always played music since I was like 10. My dad showed me an old Johnny Cash song, and ever since then, I've been playing music.
Yeah, that'll hook you, right?
And, so many bands, so many different genres, and now I've got the Barroom Billies, and this is a lot of fun.
Well, it's a lot of fun to see these guys out live. If you haven't, go out and check them out and about when they're playing. As a matter of fact, they are playing with Fenny Luck tomorrow evening down at Cooper's. Heather, what's happening down there?
Well, we have a time change. We were going to be 7 to 9, and we're going to go on at 4:30 to 7 now. I think it's going to get a little cold. And that's it's not raining, and hopefully the river doesn't rise to where the road's closed. So, you know, there's two things
right, we got
working
a few things
against that... us here, but that's all right. We're going to still be there.
All right.
Whether they let us play or not is another story.
Okay, well, if you're on the river, maybe you can just watch from there.
We just need everybody to bring their boats, and we'll just tie them together, and we'll just make a stage out of boats.
There you go. Hi, Diana.
Right.
Diana Moxon in the house. Well, kind of, not quite, but in the doorway at least.
Barroom Buoy.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck on the weather, but that'll be a great show if you can pull it off. Who else is playing tomorrow?
They just have the open mic running, I think, from 1 to 4.
Okay.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do that on Saturday afternoons, don't
yeah.
they? All right. Well, Cooper's has had a rough go this this year. It's been rough down there by the river for anybody who's
oh,
been
yeah.
down there. So, anyway, hopefully hopefully it doesn't get too nasty and you guys have a chance to play. So, all right. Okay, let's talk about influences for the band. Like, who's doing most of the songwriting, or is it all collaborative stuff?
Well, for the most part, I guess for the first couple years, it was me primarily writing the songs. And then I think the first one who helped me write a song was Justin. And he came over one day, and I had this riff for Stray Dog. And I was like, man, I've got three different verses for this song, or three different angles to take this song. I was like, I need it out of my head. Here's the riff, like, sit down. And I think we drank like half a bottle of whiskey and wrote Stray Dog. And really, I had nowhere to go with it. I didn't know. I had a full song, but none of it matched. It made no sense. And so we picked one, and that was the route we went. And we finished it in probably 3 hours. We had it wrote out. And then since then, Matt's came over with some lyrics, and I put some music to it, and Heather had some of her own stuff that she wrote and brought those over, and we went through like a decent handful of them, and we have One Man Road, which is her song, and that's the one she wrote, and you can find that on the Lights mm-hmm. Out album,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of hers. And then Matt's got a couple more in there, and he's helped me write a couple. But primarily, I'm the one that writes the songs and then kind of make adjustments as we all play. And then it's kind of fun writing songs to have a female sing because it's always a male point of view. And so I tried to write a couple songs from like what would be a female's point of view, I guess.
Nice.
And that
I'm a drunk and not a saint.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's spot on right
yeah.
there.
And I think I nailed it.
Yeah.
But
this one's for the ladies.
I tried to write them from a lady's perspective, and I couldn't do it. And I was like, I don't know. And so I just kind of write them and just hand them to her, and she does her little doodles on them, and we get some pretty
rad
songs.
The look on JT's face, though, when I change the, you know, girl to guy
right.
in the middle of a song, and he just looks over at me like, well, that's not the song
that's
I wrote.
That's not how
well,
I wrote
I'm not
it.
Singing that way.
That's a song I'm singing, baby. Right? Let's talk about this record. It's called Lights Out. That's the most recent release from Billy's, right?
Yeah, we released that in August of last year.
Yeah, 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? Where was that recorded? Where do you guys record at?
We recorded that in my empty bedroom.
Wow, yeah. Empty Bedroom Studios.
Yeah.
That's a good name for it, actually.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You need to get that website.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, we did all of it. Start to finish, right there.
Yeah,
nice.
And it took about a year to get it all done.
It was a process.
It was a process.
Sure.
And a lot of car checks, a lot of radio checks, and a lot of trash cans. A
lot of throwing away.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah. What's the process? Tell me a little bit about how you do it.
Well, I always start with a click track, and if anybody listening who's sitting at home recording, play to a click track.
And what is that exactly?
It's just something that's
just a little metronome or something.
Time, a metronome, something to keep time, and play your song to it, because if you bring somebody else in,
and the timing's off and all that.
And it's so hard to do. So play with a click track. And I use like a kick drum and a tambourine hit, because that's what we use in Barroom Billy's,
mm-hmm.
and I got a program I could do that. So I just play along to that and get my acoustic part down, and then I start bringing people in to put on
right
top
and then we have the song as kind of a bass track to go off of, and we know where we're supposed to be.
Yeah,
because a lot of times we've recorded songs so early on that we actually play them differently. So when it comes time for us to come into the studio, it's like, oh no,
what are we gonna play?
We only have one break in that song, or oh, there's this other verse that we don't do, or you know,
right.
different things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and taking a year to write an album or to get it recorded, and by the time that year's over, we've already changed the song three different times, and they're now playing it live with different instruments. And
I hear that a lot. There are so many bands that they'll write a song and record it that way, and the next time you see them play it live,
it's
it's a you know, it's the same song, right, but there have definitely been some changes.
Right. Well, and I think the biggest difference in our sound right now is having Mr. Chris Foss with us.
Well,
throwing down
what.
His acoustic, you know, instead of having that electric lead guitar, and I'm really happy with that change.
It really sounds great. I mean, it really complements what you guys do, I think, more than the electric, perhaps.
I think so, too.
And Foss can play it, too.
I know. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Little plastic strings.
Don't break anything.
How long has Chris been with the band? Has it been a year or so?
He came in and played with us. We hooked him on New Year's Eve to substitute for us at a show we played in Westport Saloon in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
cool
after
place.
That, I think we pretty well had to wait for him to conceive a baby, have the baby, move, get settled. And the whole time we were kind of gunning for him and hoping he'd have enough time to come over. Right. And he did. So he's. How long have you been playing with us?
Just,
at least like 6 months maybe?
Since New Year's. Well, and then I kind of think through that whole process, we had some shows going as well. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been off and on since New Year's. It's been good. Been a good ride.
Now, Elijah, tell me a little bit about the drum kit that you brought this morning. Is that sort of a broken down version from what you normally do?
Yeah,
or?
Typically I play a full kit.
Uh-huh.
This band makes it a lot easier on me as far as the loading process. Because, I just have a bass drum, a foot tambourine, and a washboard. So.
What are you playing it with, the washboard?
I'm playing it with some cut-off deer antlers.
That's what I thought it was. I'm like, are those deer antlers? That's awesome.
That was a fun day, getting those together.
Yeah, when
did you kill the deer first? And then
No, I think Heather killed
it. I had
them
in my back seat.
Four, yeah.
Justin had a saw.
Reminds me of Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's sounding good. You guys are sounding great. Why don't we get another one from you?
Cool.
Yeah, we could do that.
Want to play another one?
No, I think we're going to wrap it up.
All right. Well, it's nice while it lasted.
We only had two songs, really. Yeah.
Do you guys want to do One Man Road?
Yeah.
Sure. You mean One Woman Road?
I just put my guitar on.
Oh, okay. Then we'll do Devil's Moonshine.
Yeah. Let's do that one.
All right. You're listening to it here. KOP on Columbia. 89.5. My name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. We got the Barroom Billies. They're going to give us another one here. And whenever you're ready, Ms. Heather.
Thanks, Diana.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Way to go. Sounding great, you guys. And girls. Fantastic. Matt, jamming on the bass. Love that little walking line you do there. That's great. All right, fantastic stuff. The Barroom Billies with me. Hopefully we get a chance to see them tomorrow evening down at Cooper's Landing. Let's make that do the rain, do the anti-rain dance and make it work down there this weekend, I hope. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the band. Where you been playing? You have other things coming up? Where are your favorite gigs? You play a lot in Kansas City, I feel like.
Yeah, we're big fans of the Westport Saloon. They treat their musicians just top of the line up there.
And is that right?
It's really good. They're a really hardworking group of people, and it's a really fun bar. So we love going up there when we can. Really, we love playing around Columbia. It's one of our favorite spots. We play at Rose Music Hall a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We especially love the summer when we can play at Cooper's. Yeah. Even though this year's been a little rough, but next weekend, the 12th, we're going to take over the Hartsburg Pumpkin Festival.
Nice.
And we're going to be at the deck on the Hartsburg Grand, which is right there on the main strip, and we're going to have solo acts going all day long with music and tables and places to sit, and we're going to play, and the Cosmic Riders are going to play from 5 to 8. But you can come early and you can catch Abigail Rose,
oh, nice.
Chris Foss, Tyle Toomsen, Dennis Schubert, and maybe more. So, we're going to be up there the whole day and having fun.
That's hoping a wild scene $10. Up there at the Pumpkin Festival. It used to be sort of a mellow thing. Now you get the whole world goes down there. So get there early and have some fun. That's a great event.
We're hoping that at least 1,000 people of the 40,000 people that go will tip us a dollar.
Right?
We figure we'll do all right then.
That's not asking too much, actually, right?
That's pretty fair, I think.
Yeah.
Right? It's $1.
Just $1. It's just $1.
Yeah, that's right. I like it. All right. Favorite shows that you've had lately? Played anywhere or with anyone that you of note?
We just recently played with the Gutter Demons at Rose Music Hall.
That was awesome.
And they're a group of French-Canadian guys who tour around the U.S. a lot. They've got drums, a stand-up bass player, and a guitar player, and they all sing. And it is
what are they called?
The Gutter Demons.
Yeah.
And I have had their CD in my car for the last month.
Really?
I love them.
Where are they from?
You said Canada. They're from Canada.
Wow. Yeah. Huh.
They all speak French.
They speak French, which is a funny thing that a lot of their songs are in English, and they're making their money here in America touring.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, what about, what else I want to ask you? Other projects. Who's involved? I know a lot of you have other things going on.
Yeah. I play in another band, the Cosmic Riders, and I do the upright bass with that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't do no songwriting. I don't do no singing.
Just play the bass.
I just stand around and just play the bass.
Sounds all right.
It's a vacation.
It's my vacation band, yeah. I just got to play the bass.
Heather, what about you? Is Roadkill still together?
No, we're not. Unfortunately, we're everybody's,
Well, I know.
Dino was kind of our ringleader of the whole
group. Yeah, that was sort of the glue
there.
But yeah.
I will tell you, we recently picked up Laura Billings.
Really?
And she's been coming and playing with us, and that has just
With the Barroom Billings?
Yes, fantastic.
Wow, fantastic.
It's phenomenal. If you thought Laura looked good on stage with Roadkill, come and watch her with us.
All right.
It's
all
just really a cool thing to see, and she's doing awesome. She's just played with us. Twice. Come to a couple practices and
very good.
Yeah.
Will she be at the show tomorrow? If
yes,
assuming that it, that
she
it goes
will be.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. Hey, let's take a quick sidetrack here. We got a phone call. Let's see who's here with us. Welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Welcome to KOPN, everybody. This is the Barroom Billies, and I'm Justin Hickerson. What's up, Mike?
Good to hear from you, my friend. What's happening?
Not much. I kind of caught me off guard. This is the first time I've tried this, but I just called you and put the Bluetooth speakers in my ears.
Nice.
And so, incidentally, you happened to say what's up right about the time that I had kind of just stopped listening like I do every day.
Of course.
It was just noise. But it sounds great. What's going on? We're looking for Chris Foss. He was supposed to be in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good right now.
He's sick.
I think I'm going to come in after lunch or something, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I need some Thai food.
I'm going to write him a note, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Hickerson, how was your experience last weekend at Roots and Blues?
Roots and Blues was fun. I really enjoy any opportunity to play on a larger stage with, you know, the sound quality and just the works, you know, a legit deal. And and despite the heat, there was a nice crowd there. It was slightly larger than I had anticipated. I didn't think no one would be there, but we had a nice crowd and people were really digging it. So
right on.
Cannot complain.
All right.
Generally, the festival experience for me, I love playing on the stage like that, but large crowds kind of make me anxious, believe it or not.
Is that right?
So I kind of laid low for most of the weekend except for Sunday. Wow. I did see John Prine, though.
Nice.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, Friday night. That was awesome. What about this weekend? You got anything going on?
The Daves. We are having our reprise show, or encore, if you will, at Catfish Katie's tomorrow.
Oh, right on. That's a great little gig now.
What time?
Are you down there ever, Heather?
I believe it's 6.
We're not sure if the Barroom Billies are too rowdy for Catfish Katie's or not.
I think they could handle you. I like what they've done there in the last couple of years. It's really nice.
Yeah, the last few times I've played down there or gone to see someone play down there, it's been surprisingly loud.
Huh.
So...
That's encouraging for the Billies here.
That's a fit.
Right.
Loud. Not necessarily rowdy, but the volume's there. I don't know about the energy. You might just have to go down there and shake them down a little bit.
I like it.
What time do you guys play tomorrow, Justin?
I think we play at 6.
Sweet.
Either 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's about right. I should probably take a look at that right now anyway.
I'm thinking it's probably 6, kind of. For the same reasons you were saying about Cooper's, it is starting to get a tad chilly.
Yeah.
Well, it says that October 4th, it's Faded Youth, and then October 5th, the Woodsmiths, and then the Daves.
Yeah, the Woodsmiths.
So the Woodsmiths are playing at 2, and then you guys play at 6. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Cool.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy yourself.
Tuesday of next week, I'm playing a solo shed at Rosen Music Hall. Gonna open up for Adam Lee.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That'll be
cool.
Great.
But anyway,
hey Justin, as a side note, will you play Rainbow House on Thursday and help me out?
Next Thursday?
Yeah. I'll talk to you about it off the air.
No pressure.
You had texted me about months and months ago.
Yeah, but it kind of came and snuck up on me. We don't have to, but I'll talk to you off the air about it, okay?
Yes. Okay, bye.
But you'll already have a great set from Tuesday night already worked up.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good one. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right, Justin Hickerson, my troubadour drummer friend, the Grassmaster himself. And appreciate Justin giving us a call there. All right, Barroom Billies. Let's, what's the time look like? Let's do a quick rundown of stuff that's going on. And you guys feel free to chime in, because if you know any of these folks or if you have anything to say about them, I'd be glad to hear it.
It'd be nothing good, I'm sure.
JT's going to rip everyone that we talk about. David Nail with Roman Alexander and Hallie Kearns. That's tonight at the Blue Note. I have no idea David Nail. It sounds country to me. Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. I guess they're playing a movie tomorrow night at the Note.
Classic.
Yep. It's First Friday, so there's a lot going on down in the Art District, but also Happy Hour at Rose. You've got the Fried Crawdaddies as usual on First Friday. That'll be fun from 5 to 7. A little bit later tonight at Rose, you've got Aaron Cam and the One Drops. Again, unfamiliar. Anybody? No? Aaron Cam and the One Drops? No.
They're from around here.
Are they?
Yeah,
huh.
I think so. They've come here.
Interesting.
And they play.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Joyce Manor and Steph Chura, Strange Ranger. Again, I'm drawing a blank so far today. We've got the Columbia Experimental Music Festival going on, mostly at Cafe Berlin, but it's kind of out and about. There are a few different places. Really cool stuff.
That is awesome.
That's tonight, tomorrow. I think they even did something last night.
I thought they did something yesterday, too.
Yeah. That's the guys from Dismal Niche that are kind of behind that. And my buddy Kyle Cook, you guys know Kyle, right, that owns Hit Records? Well, he's a partner with Taylor and those guys at Hit Records. Somehow, Tell 'Em Tapes and Dismal Niche, they're all sort of mixed and matched them there, somehow in there, I think. But anyway, really cool stuff, that experimental music festival. Foss, you probably enjoy that a lot, actually.
Sounds like I should hit that up.
A lot of different shows. You should look at their calendar.
Yeah, they get some interesting stuff
at
Berlin.
Loose Loose is playing.
I love them, too. They've been down here a couple times. They're fantastic. Do you remember a long time ago, Heather, were you around town when Zap was playing, ZAP, they called themselves?
No, not that I know of.
It was maybe 06, 07, you know. And they were a very similarly styled band as Loose Loose. And when I see these guys and girls, I'm like, dang, I'm glad somebody sort of revamped that style.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's see. Tomorrow at Berlin, like I said, we've got the Experimental Music Festival. That's going to be at Cafe Berlin all weekend. Roachport General Store. Tonight is the 4th. C-Rock City. And then Mr. Fun with the Hennessy Brothers tomorrow. Out at the Station House, we mentioned we've got Faded Youth tonight from 6 to 8. Tomorrow, the Woodsmiths at 2 to 4. And then the Dave 6 to 8, like Justin was mentioning. Cooper's Landing. Let's hope the weather holds out. And you can see, actually it says Blake Gardner is playing before you guys.
Huh. He was originally supposed to, but for some reason they can't.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why we kind of moved things earlier instead of filling it in.
I gotcha. All right, so anyway, the Barroom Billy's tomorrow evening around 6 o'clock down at Cooper's if they can hold the rain off.
4:30.
Pardon me, 4:30?
4:30.
Yeah, okay. Everybody shows up at 6, there's nobody there.
Well, they're probably going to show up at 7, so.
Anyway, let's hope you can pull that one off. And then out at Les Bourgeois, you know, they've done a really cool thing with the music series at the winery. They started last year, but this year they sort of upped their game. And it's Crush Festival tomorrow and Sunday with Trout Steak Revival.
Oh, nice.
Huh. Tell me about them. You know? Trout Steak Revival?
Bluegrassy.
Yeah?
Fun.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go see them.
All right. So, yeah, that's what's happening. And, of course, it is First Friday, so get out and about in Columbia. There's lots of stuff going on. You said there was somebody playing at Blue Stem even tonight.
Yes. An art gallery I work at downtown on 9th Street, 13 South 9th, will have Abigail Rose is playing out front from 6 to 7:30. And it'll be probably the last time we'll have music for First Friday for the year since it's outside. It's a little chilly. So come and see her.
All right. Sounds good. So get on out this evening, everybody, and have some fun. And you probably get to hear some great music, too. Let's have another song from the Barroom Billies here. What do you think?
Okay. Which one?
We're doing One Man Road.
One Man Road. We'll do Heather's song.
All right. This is a song that you wrote, Heather?
Yep.
When?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah? Okay. Easy answer.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what else I want. A couple of years ago. All right. Cool. All right, this is the Barroom Billies. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We're streaming on the web at KOPN.org. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying doing it. And here's another one from the Barroom Billies.
So you give it.
Yeah. One Man Road?
Yes.
I like it. Is that on your record?
It sure is.
It is. It's
and that's bad. The most recent. Are you guys working on any new material?
We have most of a completely new album done. And we thought for a minute we might release a live album, which we're working on currently, just so we could give people a little taste of how we sound now, which mm-hmm. is, you know, a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been putting together some different recordings we've taken of other shows, but we pretty well have had this second album done for a while now. It's just kind of some finishing touches and okay. coming in. But we wanted to give Chris some time to learn it, get comfortable, figure sure. out what he really likes to do. You know, so we're probably thinking more, we'll skip over the holidays and all that and come back maybe February, March and try to release then.
All right. And you'll add Chris's parts in the meantime? Yep. Is that how you're going to do it?
Oh, no, he's not going to be on it. We're not going to put him on all the
right.
CD.
All right.
Where are you recording this one? Same place at JT's?
Same place, yep.
Same right. place.
Is it easier the second time around or how many times have you recorded that?
It never gets easier. Okay. Well, working with these guys, like, man,
that's hilarious.
One thing about JT too, he's really is not in a bad way, but really perfectionist. I mean, things have to be right.
Well,
which yeah. I think is a positive.
Yeah, yeah, it can be rough sometimes, but yeah, I think every band sort of has one person like that you sort of need in order to at least
exactly.
get it, you know, where you want it. So
yeah.
Anyway, cool stuff. All right, let's talk a little bit. We've got a few more minutes left about the local scene. We haven't said much about what it's like playing music around with all the other gang of musicians that sort of float through here and live in these parts. I'm always just thrilled that there's so much great stuff going on in our little neck of the woods here.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of talent around here. And that's one thing that, you know, you see so much talent that sometimes you question why there aren't more people at the shows.
Hmm.
You know, some of these bands are just phenomenal.
That's really true.
Around here. And the songs they write. And JT has been running the Ramblers Club over at Rose. And so that's a singer-songwriter showcase. And some of the people that have come out of that are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I know that one mm-hmm. of his new favorite people is Mike Davis.
Mike Davis.
And we found him at a Ramblers Club. Tyle Toomson of the Cosmic Writers. He showed up one day, and I think everybody fell in love with his songwriting and singing and guitar playing, and now he's the Cosmic Writers, so.
Yeah, and the Cosmic Writers pretty yeah. much formed out of Ramblers Club.
I was going to ask what the story with the Cosmic Writers is.
Yeah, I started doing the Ramblers Club, and it started taking off, and Tyle came in and kind of melted everybody's hearts, and so we kind of started talking one night, and he was looking for a bass player, and I guess him and Dennis Schubert were already kind of mm-hmm. getting together doing some stuff, and I was like, well, I play bass, and I was like, I've got a standard bass, and I've got an upright bass, and I was just kind of getting into upright bass.
Hmm.
And so I did some standard bass, and then Tyle came over, and I was like, let me try these songs on this upright, and like that was it.
Yeah.
And so I've been on the upright ever since, and that all came out of Ramblers Club.
And what's the style of music? Is it more of a mellow?
It's more of
singer songwriter style,
kind of outlaw, traditional country, huh. like Waylon Jennings,
nice.
Merle Haggard, Johnny Paycheck style. And then you've got, you know, drums, guitar, Dennis on the steel, the lap steel, and then there's me.
Dennis,
over here, Dennis Schubert.
Oh, yeah.
So then there's me over standing on the bass, running wild around the bar on my upright bass, and just, I have this rockabilly style of bass that I do, and it somehow it works with the Cosmic Writers, and it's so much fun.
Well, and I think that you kind of hit it. He asked you what genre you guys are, and you don't really have an answer for that.
It's,
and that's one thing about a lot of these local bands. It's like, you know, we're playing shows together, and we're meshed together, but people come and watch any show, you know, around here, and you're going to get different genres just from one band, you know, and we don't know what genre
anymore.
We are.
I don't even think there should even be a genre, or at least that main genre anymore. I mean, I feel it shouldn't even be there, because there's so many subgenres that people are mixing together and making really great music.
Yeah, and they mesh together well, though. It puts on a good show at, you know, for an evening to be able to see different acts like that. And that's one great thing about Columbia.
Yeah, I think. There's so much great stuff around here, and it is extremely diverse. You never know what you're going to see. And Kathy Berlin, I have to say, does a great job on that side of it. In fact, they're doing this experimental thing this weekend, but they've always got really unique stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know who does the booking over there. I should get him or her on the show here and talk with them. But anyway, great. We're fortunate to have some pretty innovative folks around here, and we've got some great venues that are supportive, and we've got radio that does stuff like this as well. And anyway, it's awesome. I love it. What do you got planned for the fall? We got some shows coming up. You're talking about doing a little bit more recording, hopefully an album within the next 6 months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on, you know. And we're so our availability kind of drops out a little bit over the winter time, you mm-hmm. know, and not all of us are quite as available, so we'll see how that all pans out when we're available, if we can get shows when we are. But sometimes I guess we'll have to call in our Hickerson replacement, and we have Colin Hickerson come and play bass with us if we need him. And so we'll probably pull him in a few times here, and we'll see how it goes. Sorry, Matt.
What do you got going this winter, Matt?
Oh, just, you know, in the winter I'm on the road a lot, traveling around with the
with your other gig,
football game.
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm all around down the south. So
yeah, this is a busy time now.
Unfortunately, I have to miss a few sometimes, but
that's kind of cool though, running around with the SEC gang, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fun down there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I always get to play the "Where's Matt" game.
Yeah.
And like, I'll take a picture of like my radio when they're doing the Tiger games, and I'll take a picture and I'll send it to him like, "Where's Matt?" And then he'll take a picture of him in whatever booth or wherever he's at, and he's got his headphones on, and it's really funny. So I get to play those games, and then he does the basketball, and sometimes you can see him at the bottom of the screen
there's
on
Matt.
The sideline. I'm like, "There's Matt." And I'll take a picture and I'll have an arrow pointing down. I'm like, "I found Matt," and I send it to him. So I love it when he's on the road, because I get to play those little games.
That's cool. All right, last question. Who would you like to see me have on the show? Anybody that I'm missing?
You need to get Mike Davis in.
Mike
here.
Davis. I wrote his name down. Tell me a little bit about him.
I swear to God, man. He came out of Ramblers Club, and I never met him before.
And Ramblers Club, again, is?
It's a singer-songwriter showcase, kind of like built around an open mic structure, but it's more of a showcase of different artists. Mm-hmm. And
and how often does that happen?
Usually it happens about twice a month. Oh, sometimes it's once a month. But, I mean, I book it just like any other gig that you get booked at Rose. I just get that opportunity to book a little farther in advance.
Wow, fantastic. That's a great opportunity.
I do fight a lot of bands that are coming through on tour for this gig.
Like, I'm sure.
I've been, you know, I didn't always get the dates I wanted because I was overruled. And but it's a really good showcase. It's free to the public, family friendly.
It's always,
outdoors, always at Rose. The final one is on the 22nd, and I'm going to put it out on the Rose Park stage, and I'm pretty much dragging the whole patio over in front of the stage and right. making a big event with some of the most requested artists that I've gotten over the last year of, "Hey, when's this person going to come back?" And I finally got them all together on one bill, and I was like, "Look, you guys, it's the last one." I was like, "Let's go out big. You guys have always been the one person that everybody's asked about," and so I gathered them all up and make a big event out of it.
Right on. All right, well, you guys are doing great stuff, and I'm glad that you were able to come down this morning. We got Heather and Matt and Chris and JT and Elijah. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you can get out to Cooper's Landing tomorrow evening, weather permitting, get on out there and see the Billies. And if you can't do it tomorrow night, do it another time. They're a lot of fun. And
You can find us on Spotify.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, let's do that. Actually, contact information. How about that?
Spotify.
Yeah, what about Instagram and all that stuff, right?
You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, where we've got our stuff up on YouTube.
You sound like Paul Weber now.
YouTube, Google Play, Spotify, all those things. We've got all our music up.
All right,
follow
cool.
us on there. Stay
well,
we're gonna
play one more here to roll out of here. It's called Fires of the Night. And I'll tell everyone to stick around. Diana Moxon is coming up with Speaking of the Arts. Next week, I will have Lemon Settlement here with me in the studio. The week after that, Mary Ellen Kirk and Ruth Acuff. Ruth's back in town from New York, so we'll have Mary Ellen and Ruth.
That'll be fun.
That'll be really fun. Andrew Ryan, a buddy of mine from St. Louis, will be in town on the 25th. Naked Dave coming up, the January Lanterns, Mason Van Ghost. I don't know. We'll keep it going. So, been a pleasure. Everybody, stick around. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Friday, first Friday. Get out there, have some fun. Once again, thanks to the Barroom Billies.
Woo!
And here's one more from them. This one is called, Fires of the Night from their CD that's called Lights Out, released back in 2018. Fantastic stuff. Once again, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. Yeah. Cheers.
This is the way we live all our lives, raising hell in the shadows of the night.